This is Don't to Brass Talks. Good morning. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, very well.
Okay, hi. Good morning to you. First of all, I like the last caller before this last one I just left. I want to congratulate a young blend. I think it was a well-deserved win on his part.
I thought he changed his name from Young Blood a while ago.
Pardon?
He changed that name a while ago.
I know, but...
Okay. You were deliberate.
I still remember him as Young Blend. He's still young.
He looks very young, yes.
That is very true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, you're as young as you feel. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I just want to congratulate him on that. And well-deserved win. He's been in the arena for quite a while. And he knows just like Lil Rick. I also want to congrat the Piper Dog mm-hmm. on another successful win. He really knows how to handle himself. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And he always making Britain Hill Pro. right, that's right. So, yeah, congrats to both those guys and all the rest that did pretty well, you know, but better luck next time. Some of us win, some of us lose. That's just the name of the game. Mm-hmm. That's how it goes. And also, too, I just want to say one other thing, because I know you have a lot of callers, so I keep it short. A man is innocent until proven guilty.
That's right.
And I must say, I congratulate you. I like how you handled the caller that was really trying to get into it, and you handled him quite well. And when it is, you have to wear out everything. We cannot accuse or start to say, well, you deserve this, you deserve that. That's not the way to do it. Who will say that you deserve this or deserve that will be the court itself. When that time arrives, you have to analyze everything. It's just a matter of weighing and seeing, because you have to weigh all the factors that went into whatever it is that is going on. And this really has nothing to do with the Democratic Labour Party. This is on his own accord. And as I said, you have to wait and see. So before the ones that are anxious to come on the air and talk this and talk that, as your comrade Santa Price said yesterday, you just hold up and wait and see. You know what I mean? And that's basically it. And when we of the Democratic Labour Party are ready, we will come and say what we think is need to be said. And we will not say nothing before that.
Okay. Thank you so much. Don't Brass Talks. Good morning. Don't Brass Talks. Good morning. Don't Brass Talks.
Good morning, Ms. Gill.
Morning, sir.
How are you doing?
I am doing.
You're doing, okay. I'm happy to hear that you are.
I am.
Yes, you are doing. It's interesting that I have to speak to you after your last caller. But what I would say before getting to what I really want to speak on is the caller who spoke to you about God setting up kingdoms and taking them down and so on. You remember that caller?
I am the one who replied to him to tell him that God is the one who appoints leaders. And yeah, he was
right,
making the point about the democratic democracy scenario in terms of church planning, etc.
Right, you were entirely correct. And that is found in Daniel 4:17, to be precise. If you've got a computer in front of you, you can pull it up and you will see that specific chapter and verse found in the book of Daniel. But this morning, ma'am, and let me say from the outset that I do not marvel, ma'am, in the misfortunes of others. But things must be put in perspective. Now, I understand what the caller has just said in relation to the fact that it has nothing to do with the Democratic Labour Party. At the same time, what is alleged, ma'am, is an incident that took place while a person was a representative of the Democratic Labour Party being a minister of the Crown. Let's settle that score. You with me so far, or you are not with me?
I'm with you, but I repeat what I told the previous caller, one of the previous callers.
I'm not going into any...
That a minister, whether he's a part of the cabinet or not, and makes a decision, an alleged type such decision,
right.
That is not a decision of the cabinet. That is an entirely individual decision.
Right. But he's still representative of.
Yes.
Good.
But when you use the term representative of, you're not meaning representing. He is a representative by virtue of his being part of the cabinet. But his actions are not representative of the overall whole that he's a part of.
Right. But one cannot seek to disassociate one from the other.
I disagree with you.
No.
Just like a child who does something different from what the parent says. The child is still a member of the family, but the decision is entirely the choice and the individual choice of the child.
Agree. But let us go back again, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
The individual represented a party,
and a cabinet,
a party called the Democratic Party, who formed the administrative affairs of the government of the day, and by way of the ballot box. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people want to get technical, so I can get technical if they want to get technical. So I'm trying to show you why they can't disassociate them from each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
And having been part and parcel of a cabinet, so-called and named as a minister,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And make decisions as an independent candidate.
And not the only caveat I would add is the alleged actions.
Precisely.
Right.
So I wanted to spend this whole notion of this whole thing, but people want divorce from in a Democratic Party. No, we can't go there.
Okay.
You understand? Because that if the same minister had caused investment in this country to the tune of $1 trillion, you would hear that the Democratic Labour Party, you understand me, was responsible for so-and-so by a minister who was the investment minister at the time, so-called John Brown. You with me so far? You're not with me? I hope I haven't lose you.
No,
because we need to be clear.
I'm listening to you. I'm hearing you, yes.
Mm-hmm. Good. Now, what I really want to say this morning, right, and I must apologize to Dennis Johnson, because we had a conversation some time ago, and based on what the learned attorney general would have said on the floor of parliament while debating the public life in integrity and public life bill, he had made some pronouncement that while some of the things that went on had that the law it was not in place to correct some things that went on. What I am about to tell you this morning, and why I want to apologize, is because based now on what has been placed before me in relation to the whole issue of corruption, I can say without the shadow of a doubt that some handcuffs will come the way of some individuals in this country. And let me say this. There's a doctrine in law, a common law doctrine in law called joint enterprise and common design. But I want to caution those persons who might be for any reason be part of a joint enterprise, be it facilitating, handling, knowledge of, that is part of joint enterprise. The Prime Minister on the floor of Parliament on the 16th when she was debating integrity and public life bill. You can go back and read it. It was recorded in Barbados today. She have asked those persons with any knowledge of handling, knowing, or dealing in with corruption to come forward and make it a lot easier for themselves. You go back and read the article, right?
I read it.
Yes. So I am here to say this morning that the government has strong evidence on the level of corruption that took place some time ago in the past. Government has solid evidence of it. And I would implore anyone within the hearing of the voice of the Prime Minister's plea to do the correct thing and swallow the pride and come forward. Those persons also, ma'am, who are caught up in malfeasance also, I believe, they need to swallow the pride and come forward. Ma'am, this is a very serious, serious, serious thing that's happening in this country. To the extent that when I had the opportunity to peruse some of the information that was placed before me, I was speechless for almost half an hour. So those persons who believe that the government is on a witch hunt in relation to the high levels of corruption that took place, tell them to think and come again, ma'am. Tell them think and come again. But specifically to the ones, ma'am, who are participants of the joint criminal enterprise with anything that they have handled, have knowledge of, or any such thing, I would implore them that they should make some kind of appointment with the Prime Minister and clear their name and themselves, and if there's any money to be returned, do so humbly.
But, you know, in all of this, I hear you, and I heard, I heard your thoughts. I hear your logic. The other thing, too, that presents a real issue for us as Barbados is the commentary from the Royal Barbados Police Force and the reality that we do not have the framework, the legal framework to address issues, certain issues. He did indicate that there was and I don't know, he didn't specifically call it anti-money laundering, but they do have a fraud squad, etc. And it really begs the question, how equipped is Barbados to address those types of acts of malfeasance? Where there's a politician involved, that's one. But the second element is, and it must be underscored, that politicians don't act individually, or politicians don't act by themselves. If you read the indictment documentation, it is very clear there is an organization known to the grand jury, and Company A known to the grand jury, right, and Company B known to the grand jury. So it means that these activities, or these alleged activities, have players that not only are politicians. So my clarion call, therefore, is for people to think twice, and for us to caution ourselves, hold ourselves to higher standards, particularly persons in high office, yes, but also us as normal citizens, civilians. We must ignore the call and ignore the drive, and yes, the call to do things that are unsteward or unscrupulous. Anything else? I'm going to wrap you up here shortly.
I want to respond to what you just said, and that is precisely what I said to you when I spoke about the common law doctrine, so-called joint enterprise and common design, because that is it imputes criminal liability to any participant in a criminal enterprise. So knowingly, ma'am, or handling makes you a participant. So I'm saying, let me draw a reference, so that I can make it.
You have 2 minutes, so draw that reference and wrap it up
for the listening public. And that is that if I issue you a contract or draw blow a contract, right, and that I don't want to handle the money, I haven't inflated the invoice, and I decide that I will get a bike boy to do so. The bike boy knowing that the money is part of bribes, and handling that money is part of the joint enterprise and common design. It can be held under the doctrine of joint enterprise and common design.
Okay. Thank you so much. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Down to Brass Tacks. I don't recall giving my name. My name is Lisa Gale. You're there. Good morning. Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning.
A blessed good morning to you, my dear.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing today.
This is Mr. Agriculture. Any other will be counterfeit.
Mm.
Did you enjoy any of the crop over activities?
I focused.
I didn't hear that.
I focused.
Oh, I thought you went and was jumping up in a band and had a ball.
Suppose I did. I focused.
You're 100% Beijing. You have all
right. I can tell you all of the winners.
To enjoy it.
And I can tell you that it came and it went.
quite quickly indeed, too.
No, man, that was going on for a while.
And that was fast still, though.
Okay.
I believe every year that we live now, it goes faster.
Mm.
You know? So it was just the start of summer, and then shortly you should be going back into school. So it's during that time it really flies.
It really does. One more month before school.
Exactly. So that's the way it is. So, Lisa, boy, I just don't know, but Barbados, it never stops. Then you think you've got over one hurdle, something else is in your way. But you know, as you rightfully said, those without sin, let them cast the first stone. I don't think a woman or a man can touch a rock stone according to the Bayesian terminology. So the way it is, just let things flow over, and when the day of reckoning is come, well, everybody have to give account for their own self. You know what I mean? Because God ain't gonna ask me for Lisa, nor God is gonna go ask Lisa for agriculture. You have to give accountability for how you spent your 8 years on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
So I will say that. I will go on a little further. This is one day that I have always been against Mr. P, and we will lambast one another because he was always a strong supporter of the Democratic Labour Party, and I was always a strong supporter of the Barbados Labour Party. But I heard him today, and I have to give him a 90% today out of 100. 90 out of 100 today. So, and I am in total agreement that the former governor of the Central Bank, I don't know what he's trying to prove, but as an individual who worked under the former administration, and as you rightfully said, the finance minister and the Central Bank governor works hand in hand. But he sat down there. He did not address the nation. He said nothing. He didn't have the guts to tell the finance minister that he don't think that this policy is going to work. He don't think that this is what he's doing is wrong, and he don't think... But no.
It's not fair to say that the former governor said nothing. You're inaccurate in your statement.
It can't be inaccurate.
The former governor, every quarter, gave an assessment of the economy, talked about the varying sectors, the implication of policy, and where we were.
But it was sure
issued publications. I know he was at odds with the media, and therefore he did not host the customary press conference.
Yeah, but that's
but
wrong.
It is not fair to say that the former governor said nothing.
Well, Lisa,
continue.
I know the area that you are qualified in, and you have a right to represent your colleagues. But on a fair note, I do not think he telling the honorable prime minister now she should send home 6,000 people. You should do this and you should do the next.
He did say it to the previous minister as well.
Not when he was the Central
after
Bank
he program. Left, and as I explained, to the previous caller in which you referenced. It is very difficult for someone to be party to a particular policy and articulate a different policy to the public.
But it means
let me put a supposition here. Suppose you were the governor and I were the minister of finance.
Uh-huh.
And you came to me, and let's take it to 2016. And I had a different perspective from you, but this was a policy prescription of the then administration. As I'm the Minister of Finance, and I'm telling you, this is what we're doing, we're not doing that, and you're recommending that to me. Don't you think that that is what led to the disassociation with the former governor and the Minister of Finance, and then the new governor?
I am in agreement with you there, but I'm saying to you, why are you going to do this? Because I work with people, and people can't cover me, and rub footage in my face. You have to stand for something. And I know you as a woman that you stand for something. Or what is right or whatever. And you say nothing at all.
You keep saying that he said nothing. Suppose he agreed. Suppose the then governor agreed with the policy at the time.
But hold on. He has to be a twin brother of the former prime minister. Don't laugh. I'm a serious man.
That's an interesting comment.
A lot of people out here suffering, and a lot of people stay in hell because of what the former administration do to this country, you know, Lisa.
And you are blaming it on the former governor.
The former governor, the former prime minister, the former finance minister, and all of the disgusted politicians that whoever elect them that run Barbados the last 10 years, they got Barbados mash up and they destroy it. We get two more, three more downgrades yesterday, Lisa. Huh? You think these things is fair? And now we got a prime minister and minister scrambling to try to bring back this economy. People look, they can't even buy a salt, can't buy a biscuit, can't buy books, can't buy uniforms to send back the children to school. And these was people that were living. Huh? And you want to come and tell people, send home this amount of people. There are so much unemployed people already. How would it look that so much people turn against the Democratic Labour Party and put a Barbados Labour Party because they think this is the party to help a country, and then they come and do the same thing like the Democratic Labour Party?
So question for you. So you disagree?
Have no respect for them.
You disagree clearly with the former governor.
Of course.
I understand that. My only comment for you though is that everyone has a right to be able to speak and share their views. Some people get theirs aired, some persons don't. So I'm not a subscriber to say, oh, this body shouldn't speak, this body shouldn't talk. You know, I don't support that. Give people a chance, whether you agree or disagree, I can't share that view with you. Now, the other element there, which is, what are the other suggestions? Or what are the positions that the new administration are taking? What positions do you agree with? Do you agree with the position to suspend debt, which then has its resultant downgrades? Do you agree with the new taxes that have been put in place? Do you agree with the positioning of the new governor of the central bank? What say you?
I am going to tell you the truth from my heart. I am not in agreement with majority of the things. But prosperity measures have to be put in place because you have to understand that Barbados do not have no money. And you don't wake up one morning and find money, Lisa. So if you do not collect to spend, if you are running a business and not feasible, in order for you to have a bucket of water and it remains half full or three quarter full, whenever you dip out water, you have to put back in water. Because if you keep dipping out water, you will swear blind that the bucket got in the hole. Because when you go back there for a cup of water, you will get none. And that's easy as I can explain it. So I'm not 100% in agreement with everything that my administration has done so far. But at the end of the day, I have to tighten my belt. And a lot of other people have tightened their belt. Because you know why, Lisa? They know that brighter is down the road. You go through a tunnel, and if it don't got a light, it's going to be dark. But you think that the train is going to stay in the tunnel forever? Huh? Mm-hmm. Ain't going to come out of the tunnel.
At some point, yes.
At some point. Mm-hmm. So I understand, although things that are rough with me and rough with other people, we understand that you got to go through rough and then get to sweet. But don't tell me that you had resources in place. You collect over millions of dollars in taxes and you did nothing for this country. You destroyed.
Y'all make some absolute statements.
Huh?
Interesting.
You know, you understand where I'm coming from, Lisa?
I hear you.
I know you're a woman. You know about finances.
I hear you.
You know about economics. You know about this area. You cannot treat poor people like that in the country, Lisa. You cannot do it because you're looking for problems.
So I'm going to ask you a personal question. What are you doing to alleviate some of this strain on either anybody else, or what are you doing differently in your own sphere, your own household?
All I can do is offer somebody two green plants. If the breadfruit got on, every tree got on breadfruits, get into breadfruits, encourage them to eat what is around you. That mm-hmm. is what I'm doing, because
okay.
every time
no,
you
that,
get
that's
money,
fair enough, and believe it or not, believe it or not, I'm sure the current minister of agriculture will support your perspective, because he's in the press as reported as talking about food security and, you know, where we're going as a country.
Lisa, and I know you come out as a little girl. You come out rough, you come out hard, you may not have had money, but we had neighbors and you used to share. If I got two English potatoes, I give two English potatoes. I give of a yam or a sweet potato, and you're still able to get a red herring and a piece of salt fish. Anybody able to buy salt fish now? Quality salt fish more expensive than chicken.
FYI, I didn't come up with red herring and salt fish though.
Right. So I just use you know.
My mother would report to you that I hardly liked eating then.
Yes, but that means you must be fine. You must be a fine woman. I never saw you in person, but you must be a fine woman. But what I'm saying is, Lisa, in all fairness to everybody, I know there's still people that have money. I know the majority of middle class people have been wiped out. But for heaven's sake, Lisa, I'm telling you, there are a lot of people in Barbados that are struggling, and they are struggling hard. And I'm not only talking for myself when I come to this forum. Barbados rough to all. Is trying its utmost best to bring it to a place where it is from poverty back to prosperity. I think the old disgusted Democratic yard fowls should stay away and let the Honourable Mayor Motley do her job along with the ministers. And if they don't act, you know what Celie Smith tell you? You know what the Honourable, you remember?
I recall.
Frederick Smith?
I recall.
You remember what he said?
Mm-hmm.
Get them time. And if they don't act, kick them out.
I recall.
Get the same fate like the Democratic Labour Party. So don't feel that because I represent the Barbados Labour Party, I'm going to sit down and let the Barbados Labour Party rub foolishness in people's face and do ignorance. I stand alone. I was never a twin. I was always a loner. And I was always a leader and not a follower. So nobody come and rub foolishness in my face and telling me ignorance.
Thank you. This is Dr. Brastax.
Hi, good morning, Lisa.
Yes, sir.
Hi, how are you keeping?
Doing well, thanks. Doing?
Okay, I want to agree with some of the statements by Mr. Harris. If you were the central bank governor during that period of time that Mr. World was, and your beliefs were not the same as the Minister of Finance, what would you have done? Would you not have placed your resignation at the disposal of the Minister of Finance?
If not only that, my beliefs were not in favor, or my recommendations not taken on board for successive periods. And I think we must put ourselves in the shoes of the governor, the then governor. And I don't know why I'm overly sympathetic, but I really do.
Well, you do come across very sympathetic. Because
and let me explain why. I have had the privilege of sitting in almost every social partnership meeting that the then governor was in. I was a part of the social partnership as the executive director of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry. And when the governor presented on the economy, every time that he did up until 2016, he shared clearly what was the financial and economic situation of the country and put several options on board as to what needed to happen. And I recall very, very clearly in 2014, I stand corrected, it could be 2013, but in 2014 when he talked about the $400 million gap that the economy needed, and the then commentary that came from the Minister of Finance, and that was when I first saw that there was a certain level of, I wouldn't call it disagreement, it is just that the minister articulated it different from the governor. At that time was the first eye-opening that I had that here, this was an economist sharing a suggested policy prescription, but here we had a Minister of Finance saying this may spell economic and political fallout.
Lisa, this is my belief, right? From not from your point of view, but from the average Joe from the outside looking in.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the administration. That is what I thought, right? And as I said, my views were not being heard by the Minister of Finance, I would have placed my resignation at his hands.
Especially.
Not only did he not do that, right? He even fought to keep his job. He was fighting to keep his job. So that, in connection with the allegations, let's say that word, right? Mm-hmm. You know what is very damning about this whole thing? Is that we have not heard no statement from the former administration concerning the accusations of Mr. Innes. We also have not even heard one statement coming from the former minister, and he can make it public if he is guilty, if he is not guilty. And those two are very damning to me. Not one, not coming from the Democratic former administration, and one also not coming from the former Minister of Commerce. It is very, very damning not hearing any public statements from any of the two of them. And let me tell people what corruption does to a country, right? I just want to make an example, right? People don't understand. These little things add up. And it hurt me as a Barbadian to say that this country is in debate. It hurts me. I'm very hurt, right? To know that we could have been out here, this country is suffering. This country is suffering from a lack of buses, a lack of garbage trucks, pothole-ridden roads, but we've been on the buildings free. Building, right? Mm-hmm. For what reason? Let me tell you what correction does. We're going to go and build a building for $30 million, right? When the actual building is, let's say, $20 million. Now, that $10 more million that the taxpayers of this country has has to pay, goes on to more debt. So every time that we go on...
Not only does it go to more debt, but it is also extracted from the activity within the economy.
So, it does. So from the time my children get into the job market, they are already highly taxed. And they have just started the job. That is what corruption does to a country. And you know, to hear the state that Barbados is in today, and I'll say something, if the allegations that are being put out there are true, I have no sympathy for anyone who is caught being in this whole mess. Not one of them. I have no sympathy for any of them. And it would tell these ones who are here now too, always be careful to look over your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you why. I have always said that the day that a politician is brought before the law courts, right, from any party,
mm-hmm.
when a new party changes, the one that was there before would always have to be looking over the shoulder to want to be wondering, you know what, who's coming for me? So it would tell them, try to keep their hands clean.
Yes.
Right? And the day that one, I hope the day comes that we see some of them brought before the law courts in this country, not America. You understand me? Because the rest that coming after will always have to look over their shoulders. It hurts me as a Barbadian to see where this country has come to. Hurts me. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you so much for your contribution. This is Dr. Brass Tacks.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good morning, doing well.
Okay. I heard you a couple of weeks back. Firstly, let me say to you, right? There's some people or things that you simply cannot defend. I heard you, I would say, try to defend the DLP a couple of weeks ago. I listed about five things: renewable energy, nursing schools, tourism numbers.
Let me tell you what I was defending, and it wasn't the Democratic Labour Party. I was telling the caller that it is not fair to make a statement that within the 10 years that the Democratic Labour Party was in office, that nothing happened. And I sought to bring either a new policy prescription or something that happened in the tenure of the Democratic Labour Party. I, Lisa Gale, was not defending the Democratic Labour Party.
Let me draw the comment then. Not, I don't really mean to that you're defending the Democratic Labour Party. What you were trying to do then was to put these as positives. Am I correct?
Yeah, so I was simply saying, as I said to the gentleman just now,
you didn't get the...
It is very important that we not make absolute statements and use words like nothing and all, when in fact there are things that have happened. And that's all it was doing.
Yeah. But as far as I'm concerned, the things that you mentioned is not a plus to them at all.
I did hear you the following day, if I may. You called the next moderator and indicated that I said such and such, and then you saw it. So I heard you. I heard everything you said.
Good. I'm very glad you heard that. Because Mr. Ellis...
Mm-hmm.
Is one of those type people always touted the renewable energy as a plus for the DLP and I cut. Now, the said day I was speaking, the said day I spoke to Mr. Ellis, the executive director, Brer, mm-hmm. right?
Barbados Renewable Energy Association.
Right? Mm-hmm. She said that they need $7 million investment into the development of the CNU universities, because the Caribbean Development Bank had donated some funds to some people that qualify to do the setting. They said they had spoke to him. He did it up for the debate. He ran from the debate as far as I'm concerned. Also, as well, the or the ADB have a loan, had they presented funds, but the government did not
utilize them.
Mm-hmm. Right, utilize them for $32 million. Mm-hmm. So I just touched on that lightly.
Energy Smart Fund, if I remember correctly, the term.
Yeah.